Andy Levine, President and CEO, American Seed Trade Association.
Andy, a great meeting. First of all, how's it gone from your perspective with this past annual conference of vegetable and flower seed folks?
Well, we've had an excellent meeting, a great turnout, both domestically and globally, carrying the issues of the seed industry and looking at where the vegetable breeding and seed industry is going in the future.
It's been fascinating to me to realize that the consolidation factor may still be going on in some levels of this, but that's spurring a whole lot of diversity, and I guess that's a big message that a lot of people don't seem to be as aware of as they maybe should be.
Well, if you look at the diversity of the vegetable industry across the U.S. and globally, you've got pockets of the industry that really produce a lot of our vegetables in this country, and so you've got those opportunities as companies merge. Certain products go out, other people pick those products up and bring them out to the farmers, so they've got a lot of choice and selection out there.
Some of the issues you all reviewed this morning in your legislative committee reports. Coexistence. Give us a brief.
Well, coexistence for farmers is something that they do on a daily basis. What they plant next to their neighbors and how that may impact what they their crop and what pollinates and how they really get a good crop or not. So coexistence isn't something new, but it's something that came out of some of the recent approvals of biotechnology products. And so it's something that the industry is looking at again to ensure that as growers produce products that one doesn't have a potential negative impact on its neighbors. So that's what we're looking at, kind of reigniting that discussion between farmers.
The whole biotechnology debate, when we look at field crops, the big crops, they're very much in the fray of that whole thing. But maybe there's a lot of folks, farmers included, certainly in the public, that may not realize vegetables, for the most part, aren't biotech, and it's going to be probably decades before we see much of that going on because of the way these specialty crops work and the lack of massive acreage to support such research.
There is research going on to try and deal with some of the pests and diseases that the vegetable crops are dealing with. But unfortunately, the regulatory cost to bring a biotech product to marketplace is so severe, you've got to have a large crop right now like a corn or soybean or cotton that can sustain that regulatory cost. So the research is ongoing, but at some point in time, it will come out. But right now, it is just too costly to get into the vegetable side of that.
So a lot of these new varieties of vegetable growers are getting privy to from these smaller company investors, especially, is really the traditional breeding methods that we've always had.
They really are. We call it modern breeding techniques, and they're really advanced. You can analyze a variety much quicker than you used to be. As that when I was in college, it was plant and pray. And they would select and you'd plant and pray again. And today, we can do new varieties in half or less the time that it used to take and really analyze those quickly and bring them out to the market for the farmers in a much quicker fashion.
AST is becoming much more involved in trying to provide tools and do some outreach to all of its stakeholder communities, including the farmer community. One thing that kind of caught my attention was this guide y'all are doing about handling seeds, transporting seeds, storing seeds, and comes to mind with some of the seed treatments that are coming out to deal with some of the diseases and all, that becomes a factor. But what's kind of in the crystal ball? What can our vegetable guys especially, and especially crop folks, expect in the future in terms of guideposts on how to deal with some of those issues?
Yeah, the seed that we're providing for farmers today, that farmers are buying, we realize it's a big cost of their inputs every year, and we want to try and help them understand how to properly handle that. And then as we look at seed treatments becoming more popular in the marketplace, how do you handle those ingredients that are on the seed or the agrochemicals that are part of that treatment for the seed and ensure that there's not a negative impact either on the environment or on human health. We realize that seed treatment's becoming more of a positive as we go forward because it's very targeted, it's not a broadcast application, and it's very beneficial to the farmer, and we want to make sure that they understand how properly to handle that product.
And I guess that whole move for your organization to provide that information and those guidebooks and stuff that y'all are working on, that's also part of mitigating the whole heavy hand of government regulation. If the government sees that we're regulating ourselves and teaching our own stakeholders how to handle this stuff, it makes it a whole lot easier for y'all on the lobbying side to communicate those stories, doesn't it?
That really is the target, Gary, is to make sure that we precede any potential legislation or regulation down the road and make sure that EPA realizes the benefit for this type of application or technology and that the growers have good information to properly handle that going down the road so there isn't more regulation on the farmer that would increase the cost of those products.
Intellectual property has been mentioned in a number of your seminars here this week. Is that something the farmer needs to know more about? And if so, how deep does he need to get into it? It seems seems like a pretty complex area.
It is complex. I mean, it's straightforward, but again, it's complex to the standpoint of many of the products that farmers are using today are patented or are protected under plant variety protection. And going forward, it's working with the grower community to understand that that investment that they make in seed is the investment that a company can then make to develop new varieties or new technologies. And that's why companies will protect those varieties to ensure that there is a return on that investment and that we can bring new selections and new technology out to farmers.
And I guess it really gets complex when you deal with the international community and some of these third world countries that are coming on up and get more involved in buying seed and distributing seed as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it does, because when you deal with an open pollinated variety that can reproduce itself without much problem, you get into that concern that you sell it once and all of a sudden another country has this product and they've done nothing but buy it that one time and there's no continued investment in it. And so essentially stealing the intellectual property of that seed company.
Farm bill continues to debate. I know you guys are very involved in it like everybody. Any concerns that float to the top that the farmers need to be aware of that you folks in the seed industry are dealing with specifically?
Well, we're working across the board with all the grower groups, whether it's our row crops or our brethren in the vegetable and flower side of the business and fruit side of the business. Mainly, the farmer needs to have certainty on what the programs are going to be down the road. So we're working to ensure that a five-year farm bill is passed and that has the appropriate tools and risk management programs to ensure that farmers can continue to produce that bounty that they produce on a yearly basis.
Last question I have, the grassroots campaign. You guys seem to really be making an effort to involve your stakeholders at various levels, including that end consumer of the seeds, which is the farmers themselves. That guide about how to handle seeds is one example of that, but certainly y'all are really making some efforts to try to open those ears and try to reach those people.
It really is, Gary. It's incumbent on the seed companies to be the voice of the seed industry. When there are questions about how we do business or technologies that are out there, we need to step up and work to answer those questions. And we're taking that responsibility very seriously, developing good messages, talking to the media, talking to government, working with our grower colleagues in this to make sure that people understand what today's seed industry is about and what modern plant breeding is to benefit the agriculture community as a whole.